Hello and welcome to the O'Connor Chiropractic Podcast, episode number 5 already. Appreciate it if you've downloaded it from your normal podcast platform, or maybe you're simply listening via yourharrogate.co.uk. My name is Pete Edgerton, one of the presenters at Your Harrogate, and have you listened to the last episode? It was a good one. Talking to Dr. Jason O'Connor all about immunity and the physical, emotional and chemical stresses on our body and how chiropractic care can go a long way in helping us stay well, particularly this time of year when many of us are far less active. Now, over the next few moments, we're going to be speaking to Jason about lower back pain and how it's not just about the pain itself, but actually trying to work out the root cause of it in the first place. So, Dr. Jason O'Connor, thank you for joining us once again on these podcasts. Back pain, lower back pain, there seems to be, well, is it a problem that's increasing, and is it particularly this time of year or not?
Yeah, I think two leading causes of people why they go to see the GP actually is it's either stress, anxiety related, or back pain. You know, they're two of the top ones really, and they often intertwine as well. And it's understanding the etiology, what's causing these episodes of back pain. And then we're too quick to think that the pain's the problem. So then that's led us down this line of treating symptoms instead of actually thinking, well, you know, what's the cause of it? So I always say, like, the pain that you get when, you know, could be doing a bit of gardening or you lift something and you get that back pain, people think, oh, it's that their body should be able to cope with that stress. So when it's not, why is it not? And it's often a bigger sign that there's other health issues going along. It's the body's not, you've got to tweak the back. It's just your body's not healthy enough, or your spine's not healthy enough to take that stress. So why is it? What has happened to get to that stage where it's, you know, it's like that?
You mentioned some energetic things there going, like when you're doing gardening or exercising. Mine's gone before now when I've just got out of the shower, which I do wonder sometimes, is that an age thing or a deeper problem maybe?
Well, let's say, I presume, Pete, you've got out of the shower more than once.
Yeah.
So it's like, why did it go that time and not all the other thousands of other times? So that's it all. Often we say, I dried my hair, my neck spasmed, I must have turned in a certain way. No, that's not the truth. You should be able to twist and turn and bend and lift. You know, we're designed to be hunter-gatherers. And I think that's the biggest thing, is we're not living a lifestyle that we're genetically coded to be or to do. And it's that gradual adoption of less and less activity, day-to-day movement. Even if we just went 100 years ago, everyone's job was fairly physical. We're active, we're walking a lot more, less obesity, so less stress on the joints and the spine. We've not changed genetically we've changed by 0.02% in 40,000 years. But if we look at how much we've changed in terms of our working day and our environment in the last, say, 50, 60 years, it's huge. Now, the average person I see now gets the morning, drives to work, maybe up to an hour, sits at a desk 6-7 hours, drives back again, sits on the sofa, puts Netflix on, opens a bottle of wine. Hopefully it doesn't sound too familiar, Pete. But it's that day in, day out adoption of that kind of lifestyle that's led to so many health issues. But yeah, low back pain, you know, back pain in general is probably a big one from that, because we're just not moving our spines as they're designed to. And that chronic pattern of doing that is similar to like tooth decay. So that point where you may have lifted something or got out of the shower, that was just the final straw. And it's a sign of a bigger issue of sickness and poor health.
I'm more of a Disney man than Netflix, but otherwise, yeah, all pretty much that. We convince ourselves, don't we, as well, that, oh, I need to change my mattress. My back's hurting. Must be the mattress. Can it be solely the mattress? Or again, there's a deeper problem, and actually the mattress has kind of been the final straw almost.
Yeah, exactly that. The body's that fatigued, it can't adapt to any stress. You've got to remember, we used to sleep on the floor with no mattress. But some people will get memory foam beds, they've got all these things, and they still can't sleep and they're still uncomfortable. Now, you've got to ask the question, that's not just the mattress. There's something else going on there. I'm not saying you can't improve things with a better mattress, but that's not the main cause of it. And I think that's it, is we perceive the symptoms again rather than looking a bit deeper. And we're just conditioned. I think we think, oh, sit, get a spoonful of medicine, you know, makes you better. But actual fact, this kind of burying those symptoms or ignoring them just leads to bigger issues down the line. If you've got a sciatica or a pain or a spasm, that's the body saying, whoa, stop, things are not right, change, do something different. You know, it's not saying, right, we need more painkillers, we need more muscle relaxants. It's like if the fire alarm goes off in your house and you take the batteries out and think, oh, everything's okay now because I can't hear that noise. And that's what people are, you know, with their health and their, especially with back pain. You know, if you went to the dentist and, you know, they said, oh yeah, you've got tooth decay and all this is going on and we can see cavities, and they injected your teeth to numb it, and they said, oh, how does it feel? Oh, it feels, all right, you're done, go. You'd be like, whoa, no, fix the problem. But we kind of understand that and we get that with our teeth, but we don't seem to apply that same logic to our spines. If you are getting enough pain that it's spasm, it's immobilizing you, you really need to know why that's happening, not just take something that will take those symptoms away.
We almost seem happy and content, don't we, with getting a sticking plaster and going, there we go, spine's all right now, put a plaster on it, no problem. So is it, I mean, in your experience, in your field of work, with regards to lower back pain, is that the most common problem that people come in with?
Great question, Pete. It's a very common symptom, is the way of putting it, but it's so different in terms of person to person, the cause of it. I've said about common things like lifestyle, how we work, but everyone's different and their journey of what's happened to them. So the most common cause of the spine being misaligned, not functioning properly, is a stressful birth. You know, if you know, that was at the start. So if you had trauma, I don't know, forceps, one, twos, C-section, or even just a long, difficult birth, or even a quick birth, which can be equally stressful, that can misalign the spine and cause a pattern there that's not ideal and it's not functioning great. And then follow that with childhood falls, injuries, sporting accidents, car accidents. And then we've got the physical stress of, like we're saying, of work, if we're sat at a desk all day driving. So we have all these different combination of things, and people come in with all different types of symptoms from that. So my role as the chiropractor is to look at, well, where is this coming from? What's the cause of it? How do we shift that person to a better state of health? What needs addressing first as well? You know, it's a bit like when a patient goes into the emergency room and they've been in a bad accident. You know, the emergency room doctors go, well, where is it bleeding out the most? What do we need to address first? So, and there's usually tons of things going on, but there's a, right, we've got to do that first, then we've got to do that. So often when people come in, I'll look at them and say, okay, yes, we do need to address your exercise, but first of all, you sit constantly all day, so we need to change that, and we need to get some motion through that lumbar spine. You know, the nerve supply, not just to your the sciatic nerve down your legs, Paul, but also that supplying, you know, everything in your pelvis, so bladder, prostate, intestines, colon. And then you realize they then get that connection with all these other health challenges. And when you can get that light bulb switching on and seeing, all right, I don't need to just keep taking more drugs to numb me, I need to actually address, well, the root cause of it and change my lifestyle, then we can start shifting people to better health. But often they've had a problem, say 20-30 years. It's a process, it takes time, there's no quick fix with it.
In that case, and from what you've just said there, is it better with regards to chiropractic care, the sooner you get checked out the better?
Well, think about again with your teeth. If a dentist saw you at 10 and they saw you for the first time, or they saw you at 40 for the first time, you know what they're going to be seeing? Yes, it's going to be different depending on, you know, what's happened and what diet you've had and all these other factors, but the earlier the intervention, the earlier it's monitored and managed, the better. And again, yeah, your teeth are important, don't get me wrong, but I kind of wish people's spines were on their faces, because they'd probably take better care of them, because in terms of the impact on your health, your spine, you know, if your spine isn't healthy, the quality of your life is massively affected. You know, your health, your function, the relationship with your work colleagues, your family, your children. A poorly functioning spine, a sick spine, means a poor life, I think, as far as I'm concerned.
Society almost dictates that, well, you've got to be careful with your spine. Whilst we're growing, you can't do too much, you can't lift heavy weights. You look at the countries who really push their gymnasts, you know, Russia, China, these nations who have real strict regimes. It's drilled into us from an early age that we can't go tampering with the back too much. And yet, as you point out, from an early age, you've got to go to the dentist because otherwise your teeth might fall out. It's crazy.
Well, it's like burying our head in the sand, isn't it? You know, we can ignore these things. Oh, gosh, it's best left alone. But in reality, is that ever true? Did you do that with your car? Oh, yeah, best not lift the hood. Don't look under there. Just best leave it alone. Don't touch it. Don't mess around with things. You know, if that was the, you know, why do we get MOT every year? So our car, you know, how long does your average person use a car for? And, you know, our bodies have to last so much longer, so much more complex. And your spine, your central nervous system is the central hub, the central computer. Why would you not want to check that's functioning optimally? Why want to make sure there's no issues going on? And if you could address them and prevent problems, why would we not look to do that? Why do you brush your teeth every day? Because it hurts or because they look yellow? No, you just do it automatically because you've been taught from an early age, brush your teeth, don't have too much sugar, floss, do these things, because we know that will, the outcome is likely better health. We're going to keep our teeth longer. They're going to function better. So there's so many things that we could be doing for our spine that's the same, but we just simply don't. What we commonly find is often with women more than men, just because of the tendency to have more laxity around the pelvis and the lower back, especially after children. When they come in, we find they're hypermobile. 9 times out of 10, I ask about the history, and we find out that they did gymnastics, they did dancing, and the reason why is because they were good at it. But the reason why they were good at it is because their ligaments were lax and they were able to get into these positions better than other children. So because of that, they were pushed even more in that direction. They were stretching more, they were doing more dancing, more gymnastics, and their ligaments were just getting more and more lax. At the time, they had no symptoms. Because why? Because their muscles are really strong and counteracting laxity of the ligaments. Then what happens, fast forward 10, 15 years, they stop doing the dance and the gymnastics, they're not as fit. They then decide to start a family. When you have children, the pelvis changes dramatically, becomes even more lax. They're then feeding, carrying a baby, and then back problems get significantly worse. And it's actually a problem that started when they were young children. But not knowing that, often then they get told, or they go on the internet, or their friend, oh, I did these exercises. So that they start doing, what, more flexibility exercises. And they make the problem even worse by making the pelvis, the lower back, even more unstable. And it's just little things like that. That's why you go to see a chiropractor. That's why you're getting specialised advice. Because we can spot all these patterns, all these things, and then start putting you on the right track. Rather than you bounce into different things, different, can I say, biohacks, or I tried this. It's got to be specific to you. Your body has gone through your life. So that's why you need the history and you need the examination to say, well, what is the answer? To maybe not get you perfectly healthy, but certainly start moving back towards better health. And it's often telling people what not to do, not just what things to do or what exercise to do. Because a lot of the time people are doing the completely wrong exercises, completely wrong stretches or strength work. So just giving that guidance and that help and starting the spine to be adjusted and moved in the right direction and restoring natural alignment health can make a massive difference to that person's quality of life, not just now, but 5, 10, 15 years down the line as well.
If there is somebody listening right now, Jason, who has got back trouble and they're kind of, they're nodding as they're listening, thinking, I've been putting it off. It's not too late, is it? You guys can get patients in like that, check them out, do the scan, see what's going on.
Yeah, and it's understanding the care that we provide is specific to each patient, you know, whether we've got a newborn baby that we're adjusting, I've got a 9-year-old with osteoporosis. We're trained to know all that information, to look at, to examine in detail nerve scans, whether it be x-rays that we have on site, to take the right history and then put together a plan that's right for you and shift you back to better health and a better quality of life. But the first thing is get checked. You know, there's so many things that may be going on that you don't realize. Most of the time with the back, the spine, by the time you actually do get pain, it's quite far down the line. I think it's like 6-4% of people with heart disease, the first symptom they get is a massive heart attack and death. Now you ask them 10 minutes, how would you feel? Well, I feel fine. Same with by the time you get in toothache, there's a cavity, there's decay in there. So a lot of times things can be going wrong in our body where we're not healthy, but we feel okay. And the spine is definitely one of those areas that by the time you first get that pain, that sciatica, that spasm, it's actually got to a stage where it's getting quite sick. So we want to look at it earlier to prevent that. But even if you're at that stage where you are getting a lot of symptoms, there's still things you can do. But the worst thing is saying, trying to bury your head in the sand with it, you know, sticking the pain because trying to ignore it, thinking, oh, it'll just go away. I've never seen a spine that's just spontaneously got better without, you know, if there's a problem, there's an issue, there's a chronic problem, there's a misalignment, is an imbalance, it needs help, you know, and that's what we're here to provide. And the guidance of care, the advice on exercise and the specific adjustments and corrective care to the spine, which is very safe and very effective.
If you are experiencing back pain yourself and you would like Dr. Jason O'Connor and the team to investigate a little bit further, or if you simply want to explore chiropractic care in general, then you can find out more about O'Connor Chiropractic. They're based on Station Parade in Harrogate and their website is o'connorchiro.co.uk. Coming up in our next podcast episode, we are discussing chiropractic care for the elderly and busting myths about age and spinal health.
A lot of people worry that, yeah, you're just naturally, your spine wears out, which again is just not true.
Until then, take it steady, and thank you for listening to this, the O'Connor Chiropractic Podcast.